Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, in 2021, in December, the Zulu monarch appointed a new king, King Misizulu, Kazwelithini. And then, in 2023, there was a ceremony where the president recognized King Misizulu Kazwelithini as the king Yamazulu. That matter was taken to court, and yesterday, the president's representative appeared in Bloemfontein at the Supreme Court of Appeals, where they were defending that decision, and they were saying, actually, they weren't the ones that appointed the king. They merely recognized the king after he had been appointed according to customary law, right? Now, when you're discussing this in the morning, Mpho said, how? And then Tina Singenapi in the Mazamazulu. Let me explain why this is important, right? This is a constitutional matter. And in fact, moving forward, the president, on whether he recognizes kings and whether this recognition is binding, it will be very, 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 very important. Kokta has already recognized this, right? So when it comes to leadership, there's two things. You can have a legitimate leader. Mm-hmm. And by legitimate, it means that the proper procedure was followed and this person worked. So, for example, if you have an election and somebody wins an election, that is a legitimate president or legitimate leader. However, it can happen that somebody is legitimate but not credible. And so the credibility usually stems from your actions and your deeds.
Is that what is being argued here?
No, I'm gonna get to that. Right? I'm explaining the times of leadership.
Okay, cool.
So the credibility then will pertain to your actions and your deeds. You can actually have a credible leader, but an illegitimate one.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, somebody can stage a coup. That's not a legitimate leader.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody has taken power by force. But if they do things the right way, then they become a credible leader. Where people go, actually, even though it's not
Traore, for example.
You see?
Yeah, we've had this conversation.
In Burkina Faso.
Now,
yeah.
Here's the thing with King Misizulu. King Misizulu seemingly is legitimate, but he's not credible. Even I, as a Zulu person now, I'll tell you, Guti, hi, if we were to get another one, I'd be okay. I wouldn't really mind, right? And this is the issue that has caused this matter to go to court. And actually, it looks like it may even have traction. So depending on what happens, if the court comes back, because it's already been a Johannesburg High Court that came back and said the president must put together a committee. They must investigate whether or not uGcotshwa kaMisizulu was according to procedure. They didn't go as far as saying the recognition must be rescinded. Yeah, they didn't go as far as saying that. No court, I think, would say that because that would be a huge issue. But right now, we all know that Mrs. Zulu's leadership is being contested.
You know, my issue with matters such as this is that the moment you take traditional matters and you involve legalese or legalities into it, you're setting a very dangerous precedent. Because now, everyone who comes into power in whatever shape or form, at some other point, somebody will find a legal loophole somewhere, and then it becomes muvango over and over and over again.
But customary law is part of our source of law.
Yes, it is, but if you are now going to get to a point where the president is involved, every time somebody comes into power from a kingship perspective, that then means all the dots must be crossed. It for me, I just feel like we are literally opening up a massive can of worms.
But let me explain why it's important that these two sources of power and law be married and recognize each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say you look at Kokta. Kokta always goes, kings are recognized in the constitution,
mm-hmm.
and they are correct, they mm-hmm. are. But there's a hierarchy to power. So now, if you say you don't recognize kings within formal law, right, which is constitutional law in our country, then where do they fit in? If a king, for example, let's go Dini, Sakwazulu, declares a law and they say, from now on, let's go, we no longer do this. Mm-hmm. How do you challenge that if it happens to be against the constitution? Because a person may be a Zulu person, mm-hmm. but they're also a South African citizen and they are governed by South African constitution.
I get
this is why you need to marry the two.
I get what
you're
saying.
There needs
to
be harmony.
But should the royal house sort out their matters and then come out and say, oh, Sizwe is our king. Then we say, have you sorted out your issues? Yes, we recognize Sizwe as our king. Then the president recognizes Sizwe as the king. But the moment we are getting involved in matters of, no, Sizwe is not our king, asimfuni, sfuna umfundo. No, umfundo is not from the royal house, umfundo is from the small house that side next door. Whoa, Nkosiyam.
Well, this is the issue here,
yeah,
right?
That's what the president is actually arguing.
Yeah, he's saying he did that. He said, I recognized after they appointed the king.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. The Zulu royal house is saying, hey, there was an injunction here. What? This matter was not settled. You rushed to recognize him. Tina, besayikhuluma le ndaba, kuse indaba yomndeni. And here's the problem with indaba yomndeni and umango. If you look at history, right, customary power sometimes doesn't exchange hands peacefully.
Yeah.
Ushaka nje took the chiefdom and the kingdom. Ngozi, usurper. You see? So now, if I go and I kill Saul, who's the king, are you going to sit back and be like, hey, that's a Zulu household settling their matters?
No, but also the custom of ungenesibayeni, it took place with him. And we understand, we may not be Zulu, Sizwe, you'll correct us, but we understand that that completes the process. And the other aspect, many have been arguing that the challenge is not necessarily about anything but the process that should have been followed by the president in at least acknowledging that there was a challenge, Lombango.
Mm-hmm.
That the process he followed insofar as the traditional Nkosana Act is what is being challenged, but not necessarily King Misuzulu's legitimacy as the heir, because in fact we know that he is the son of Manvombi Dlamini Zulu, and she of course was the daughter of King Sobhuza, and that is the last African absolute monarchy. So I don't think anybody's questioning his legitimacy as a king, but rather at this point, the process is followed by the president as per the act. But he defends that even the province also recognized Mrs. Zulu. He came after everybody else had recognized him.
Mm.
So it's going to be an interesting one, but a necessary one, because it has far-reaching consequences beyond the Zulu household or kingdom.
Mm-hmm. So this is a question. How do you feel about this? Because again, the president is saying they were not appointing a king, they were recognizing a king.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can let us know how you view it and what your thoughts are regarding this entire matter. Yeah? And I know exactly what the Zulu people are going to say. I'm here for it.
Hi, Witi Nangwe. I want to tell you about the name of Puta. Telezi, Wapa Mumtara, Linganili. Boga Mangel, and this beggar group. Yabona phela inkosi iqoba isizwe kwafuna ukuthi kube yithini esiphakamiso lemisuzulu hayi ukuthi aphakanyiswe undunankulu wakwaZulu. Undunankulu wakwaZulu wayengazange consult thina mabutho, kodwa ke ngoba phela thina amaZulu sizwe hloniphayo, wathi mithi nangu imisuzulu inkosini, nathi sathi bayede ngoba kwasekusho undunankulu, kodwa kwakumele consult kuqala nathi njengamabutho. When we are a local.
When I to Mrs. Zula, I am keeper, Slazile, Suzu, Slazile. Was far my Slazin is intending a hambe. I am not coaching a very tarapum and straight, stolen in course, I equal it. Well, finding him to such Slazarangar.
Nancy King, as I was saying, you want to Mrs. Zulu? Wangena. In these last 3 years, Saul.
Mm. Okay, customarily though, if he's not a credible leader, like Sigan Khazil, as you say, how do you remove him? Customarily. Because historically, we know what happens.
This but now, is a lifetime appointment.
Yeah, by blood. He got it by blood, not...
So are you getting it?
Only one thing. Yeah. And then there's the constitution. You know, so it's something unconstitutional.
Mm.
Yeah, no. For me, the Zulu people must just sort out their mess, guys. They must not use or try to use the back door to remove their king through outside forces here being the recognition by the presidency and all of that. As you were alluding to now, the presidency came in late for the recognition. There's all of these other processes that went through. So if they are disputing the kingship of Mr. Zulu and all of that.
Zakele, in Sky City.
Yebo, Sizwe, niyaphila.
Ngiyazameka baba, wena?
Siyaphila baba, cha ngithangene nami kulethi sihloko sanamhlanje.
Yebo.
Ngizoba mfishane nje kakhulu Sizwe.
Ah, wamfishane ngempela.
Hey, ngempela. Hayi, kakhulu.
Animtsalu Zakhele, get him on another line, please. His line is bad.
Hayi, mpho mina ngivumelana nawe mntana zekhaya. Ah, ngeke songene ezomndeni. Ha, labantu babanga ukuba nemali and manje bafaka nathi. Bayazi ukuthi the throne is very powerful. So nje bangasifaki abalwe bodwa mase ba decidele balandu president bamtshela ukuthi okay nayo inkosi yethu recognize lo.
Mm. Yeah, no, hey, asibone.
Good morning, Caesar and the team. When you were explaining, I was thinking all along. Singena pithina. We don't appoint and when I say we are the government, little not the people who are the government. We don't appoint kings. Kings, it's issues that the households and the royals, and whether the Zulus, the Valobedus, the Tswanas, they appoint their own king. Runara, okay, Shapu, that's your king. Cool.
We've got Zakhele back on the line. Zakhele, shall I first go in there, one lot?
Mpoyethu hayi ngibe mfishane ngibe ngithe ngizoba
how
kumele kube khona ukuthi sik understand lokho mpoyethu mhlambe nabanye eminye imhlobo ingak understand njengama inkosi ayivotelwa sizo
yebo
and inkosi iyabekwa iyazalwa actually ayibekwa futhi iyazalwa so ke noma bekuthiwa elingahlazo futhi mase ngaya emlandweni sibuyele emuva kakhulu ngomkhosi bakwaZulu kuningi izinto abantu abangazazi ezigcina zingaphakathi endlunkulu kodwa indlunkulu uma ingagcina kukhona umuntu wasendlunkulu okwazi uku-expose into zasendlunkulu lowo muntu lowo angiboni mina ukuthi uyabhilonga endlunkulu and akugijinyisa indaba yemali kunehlazo kabi ukuthi uthathe indaba zesilo uyithathe uyifake ezweni lonke bese ngemanje indaba zezwe lonke leyo nto leyo iphumile out kula bantu abakhona kulamanzi kulekunesaba noma kulabantu abakhona ngaphakathi esigodlweni shuthi ngamanye amazwi banama-interest wabo ngaphandle kwama-interest okuthi ukuhlonipha isizwe nozulu as a whole. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Zakhele.
Sizwe, nathi just like umphosi, we go singenaphi guys, singenaphi. Let's just rename South Africa as KwaZulu-Natal. Because the only two cultures that matter in this country, yini sizwe, amaZulu, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, and the Afrikaners. You never hear anything about Limpopo. You hear nothing about Mpumalanga. You hear nothing about the other cultures. But these two that are always so problematic.
I'm not going to lie. You're not wrong in saying that in terms of perception, right? That's not the truth, but in terms of perception, yes, you're not wrong in saying that. And I would say, I don't know about Afrikaners, I would say with Zulu culture, it's because there's so many Zulu people in the country.
Since the morning, finally, we teach her to talk. Learn our language. Miss Zulu, magashale lapo. I don't know what to say. I recognize. Le namazulu le wa amra wa. We have so many problems in South Africa, man.
Good morning, Sizwe and the gang. Kosila KZN. Ngicela nje ukusho ukuthi uZakhele uyihlaba esikhonkosini. Aliki qiniso elidlula lelo, siyabonga. Ake kuzwakale le nto ayishoyo. Ngathi ningamdlala futhi ngene kahle la emakhandethu ukuthi isimo sesesigodlweni sinjani.
Morning sees the world. I hope you're all good. As someone from royalty myself, although we don't have a king, we have a chief. If they don't want this person, because I don't understand why we are involved. I'm with that lady who said, I don't understand why we are involved. Unless it has something to do with the land, because I know we have issues with the land. That's when the government is involved. But with our chief, one is deceased, we replace them. If we don't like that one, we vote him out as a family. Like, we discuss as a family. They talk about it, not me, because I'm just, yeah. So they discuss it as a family, and they see who is fit for the position, you know, and remove that person and replace them with someone else.
Inkosibeka umndeni vele. So here's the thing. I've never heard of a resignation. You can renounce the throne, right? So you can denounce the throne, and then you go, okay, I'm out, willingly. Sengiyaphumela. Or up until the time where your life ends and then somebody succeeds you. But in terms of voting, angazi, it's never been a democratic process, this thing. But I stand to be corrected. Yeah. We're having a discussion right now about King Mrs. Zulu kaZwelithini. What say you?
Good morning. On the street, on the air. Mrs. Zulu, I have no experience. The plan of Mrs. Zulu is to sell in Fagusol Pendua, the business of Van. Fago my soul, love my soul, I'm getting away and I have.
Wait.
May as well.
This is Zulu, I says, Gaji.
No, because now it's like what happened to the lineage, the pure blood. Because now if the family just picks whoever, then what happens to like the heir of the throne and how this thing is meant to go?
As much as singer and gaining things are sent to go over to Ivan, come as usual. Again, to that, it's not a good one. I'm going to go back to the name cause. So, and I seem funny. This cold language is the same.
Rekopa hore o ngolle mazulu a he no hle ka sezulu se utlwahalang hore re le country ha re batlo kena ditaba tsa lelapa mabaskipe lapo akusitolo le galele thina leli mabazilungise bonke ba umndeni ba lukusentho tsa bona sizwe bona ba rintse mo yo ai these people are dramatic.
That's funny. I appreciate you trying. It's a good umdoko gaele thina lo. That's funny.
Ya hela hela sizwe kere bayete dog sizwe ha motho sa ntse a be u ntate ha no tloswa jwala ka le tsholo go motho o be wa ka madi hore o tswa kae sizwe jwale ha ba lukise taba tsa bona ba khutle empa lona le go boleletse go ona he kena go sia rona re ke ke ga le ga le tshentsha ntate ga le tshentsha mqondo a ha se ntho go tlo yetsa ntate bayete dog. Yeah, none that.
So I hear you when you keep saying that. But the issue here is this matter is already in the courts. This matter has already implicated our president. It's a constitutional matter. As citizens, whether we like it or not, sesingenile.
Morning, sees the world. Yes, the court case is just getting messier and messier. But I just think the reason why they're up in hands is because I personally think that the president should have waited with announcing what he hasn't. Before you announce and recognize, can you please sort out your mess? So even when I announce, my Isihlalo Sam does not get questioned. Because my thinking what we're questioning him as to why he recognized while there was still in fightings that were happening. And then manje, hey, now you lost Mrs. Zulu. Hey, I think we could have done better, hey?
Living up to his name, Mrs. Zulu Wonke.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.